This is 5 Minute Friday! This is a very special episode. We've got Justine Ezarek. I always forget how to pronounce her last name because she never says it. It's just I, Justine, for the interwebs. And for those that don't know who I, Justine is, you've probably never been on social media. She's a producer, actress, host, technology expert, and one of the most subscribed to personalities on YouTube. That's right. She has been nominated for 2 Teen Choice Awards and 4 Streamy Awards and is the winner of the People's Voice Webby Award for Best Web Personality Host. She has been named one of the Hollywood Reporter's 50 most powerful digital players, was called the most influential person online by Fast Company, and ranked number 6 on the Daily Beast 2012 Digital Power Index. She is a powerhouse. And what I love about Justine is her authenticity. She is unapologetic in her expression and who she is. And she allows herself the permission to be goofy and silly and fun and creative and whatever she wants to be in the moment. And she has built up an incredibly large audience in the process.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
How many subscribers do you have over all your channels on YouTube right now? Do you know?
It's over 3 million. Because I really only count like the top three.
Okay.
But
top three.
Again, this is one of these things where I don't ever look.
Really? Why not?
I don't, because I don't want to know. No.
Why not?
It's like, as long as, because then it takes the fun away for it for me.
Really?
I want to have fun. I want to create content. As long as I know people are watching it and enjoying it and coming out to meetups, like that for me is enough. Mm. And so many of my friends, I see them so obsessed with numbers.
Stats.
I'm like, I can't hang out with you because I don't want to hear how you kind of deal with this world.
Right.
And I mean, I think I'm very different in that sense.
So what's your vision then for your growth strategy or just for your strategy in general for what you're creating? Is it just to have fun, or do you have a vision of like, I want to hit 10 million subscribers, or I want to make this much a year, or do you not even think about that?
I don't really.
As long as you make enough money that comes in, mm-hmm. you're happy. You're not like focused on a big mm-mm. dream or big goal with that.
No. And the weird thing for me is like setting goals is I always set these goals. I'm like, I'm bored. I don't want to do that anymore. And I find something else that's even cooler than that. And I've talked to a lot of people who have set these goals that they will do nothing until they achieve that. And they're so pigeonholed in getting to that goal. that there's other things that you could have been doing that are so much better than that. So
what are the things you want to be doing? And what's the dream for you then?
Wow. I don't know. I mean, I have so many things. Like every day there's something else I want to do. And it's like, if I don't want to do that the next day, then I change.
You don't do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know I'm going to be working on a movie, which is really fun.
Really?
Yeah. And I think another reason I started writing the book too is because I wanted to pitch sort of a web series idea based around my life, but nobody could really grasp their head around the crazy things that have happened. So I was like, I'm just going to put it in a book and then we'll talk.
I feel like you could be a reality show on MTV or VH1 or any of these networks.
The problem with reality shows is they're not real.
Of course. I've done one.
Even filming sort of my own stuff, like something funny will happen. I'm like, oh man, I'm like, my sister, her name's Jenna. I was like, Jenna, you have to do it again. Because that was so funny.
Really? So it's a reality show in itself.
It is, but at least like these are things that have actually happened. And a lot of times we just will film something and just leave the camera rolling because we know something funny will happen.
Wow.
And I mean, for me, like that's actually real. And I think there's a fine line between what is real and what's not real for a lot of YouTube vlogging type people.
Yeah.
And the internet can see through it. I mean, they're so perceptive and they're so used to seeing people that they know and trust. And if you deceive them, you are gone. I mean, that is one of my biggest goals,
really,
is to never upset my core audience. And any brands that I work with, it's something that I love. It's something that I would have probably talked about anyway. And thankfully, I'm actually able to get a sponsorship for it so I can survive.
Right.
But yeah,
so being authentic and being you is the most important thing. So how do you make your decisions based on the opportunities that come in, the brand opportunities? Because I'm sure you get a lot of companies that say, you know, can you put this on your YouTube channel or promote this?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know, what's your gauge of saying yes or no, or, you know, if it's going to resonate for you and your audience?
I mean, it's just something if I can, you know, integrate it organically.
Somehow,
like the Steak and Shake thing. Like they sent me the Indy 500. I knew nothing about racing, had no interest in it, but I was like, I love Steak and Shake.
Right.
And now I'm a huge IndyCar fan.
Really? Okay.
It was so much fun. So it's like, I mean, I like to agree to these random projects, even if I think it might be something that I might not be into.
Sure.
Because it's fun sort of taking my audience along that ride of, I don't know what I'm doing. Watch me potentially maybe fail.
Right.
So it's fun.
And do you get all these opportunities yourself, or do you have an agent now that represents you and tells you what to take or brings you deals?
I mean, I do have an agent, I have a manager and like a whole squad of people, which is amazing, but it's still like the deals will still come to my inbox.
Right.
It's like you emailed me, you tweeted me. And I think that's amazing because it's like, I can still make those decisions. And again, you know, it's our brand, it's us, it's people. And, you know, I'm not going to have somebody else tell me what I should do.
Sure.
That's why I quit my job. So that's why I'm here.
Right. That's cool. But if you don't have a vision of like how much you want to make, then are there just months where you're like, well, I don't feel like doing anything because I have enough money? Or, you know, how do you really make that decision of like...
Well, I definitely want to make more each year.
Okay.
So that's nice.
Well, you didn't say that, so I wasn't sure.
Okay, yeah. But there are times where I'm like, I don't want to film anything. And it is that authentic sort of, I guess, vibe. Because if I don't feel like filming, it's going to be very obvious. So like even I was supposed to film some stuff this weekend. I'm like, I have to push this video because I don't feel like it.
You're not in the mood. You're not ready. Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's stressful. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that. And it is emotional. And I mean, there is that impact where it's like, I'm so exhausted. I physically cannot bring myself to even... Yeah. Turn the camera on.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate you coming here to do this.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Exhausted.
No, I'm good. I slept all weekend. I'm feeling wonderful.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
Did you know that more than 113,000 children are waiting to be adopted from foster care? Ellie was one of them. When she was placed in foster care at 16 after experiencing significant abuse, she felt unlovable. Thankfully, Ellie was adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Today, she's planning on college and has a bright future. But more than 20,000 teens age out of care every year. You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org/learn more.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
you don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.